OpenBeacon features an automatic self-testing system that checks the firmware for potential bugs and errors with each new commit. Each test simulates a practical use case scenario, simulates certain inputs, and verifies if the outputs are within the expected range. Thanks to this, we are able to quickly identify and fix issues before releasing new firmware versions. This system enhances stability and reliability by catching regressions early, ensuring that new features do not introduce unintended side effects, for example, don't break existing integrations and configs. Here I will present the self-testing implementation details and explain how you can use it while contributing to our firmware. Two types of automatic testing. Currently, there are two types of automatic tests available in OBK. Simulator-only self-tests. They are run in OBK Simulator, which is currently compiled on Windows. They are used to verify the main logic flow of OBK itself, app code. You don't need any Wi-Fi module hardware to run them, just a Windows machine. Per-platform tests, they are run on physical OBK device and should be run that way on any supported platform. They are used to check platform-specific things, like memory allocation or basic string processing. This can't be done in OBK Simulator because we are not able currently to compile some of the per-platform SDK-specific code on Windows, Linux. It has to be run on target device. Simulator tests. Let's start with simulator tests. Simulator tests are run in OBK Simulator, which, more precisely, is a generic SDL platform port of OpenBeacon with a simulated HAL and MQTT support. Those tests are currently run on Windows platform. Also, compiling for Linux should be also easily possible. The simulator tests are available in self-tests directory. Currently, they are run on GitHub on each build. More precisely, OBK Simulator is built for Windows platform on each commit, and then it's used to run the tests. To be more specific, the .flat OpenBeacon win32.exe-run-unit-tests2line is responsible for starting them on GitHub machine. Then return value is checked to see whether all tests have succeeded. Those self-tests are basically simulating a use case scenario. For example, setting up a LED, and then they check externally is the use case result as expected. For instance, if we set two PWM pins, we expect CW control to show up and we expect dimmer command to work. We expect certain things to be published when light state changes. We can test it as well. So we simulate setting of two PWM pins. Then we run some commands and check if result is as expected. For example, our output PWM values as expected for correct CW control. Let's see two practical examples of such a mechanism. Example 1. If we set channel 1 to 123, is $CH1 constant working in script and expands to 123? If buffer is not 123, then self-test assert string will show error on GitHub build, red cross instead of green checkmark. Example 2. If we set two PWM pins, are they correctly detected as CW light? Is light responding to commands and setting PWMs correctly? This way, the full behavior of CW light is checked. First, a virtual device is set up along with pins and channels, and then many behaviors are simulated and checked. Let's look deeper at one fragment. This basically says, if you have CW light set up and OBK receives a power off Tasmota command, the LED enable all variable should be 0, false, and both PWMs should be 0. If you later receive power on Tasmota command, LED enable all is expected to be 1, true, and for current configuration, set earlier in code, first PWM should be 100%, second, 0%, because we earlier set up temperature 100% cold. Thanks to this mechanism, as soon as somebody breaks the expected behavior, for example, adds a change that breaks CW lights, we will know at compile time, because self-test will catch it. How to add new test? Just follow the samples from self-tests directory. Add your separate file. Call it, let's say, self-test sample.c. Copy required headers from the file you want to base on. Let's S.